in reference to a person who lives way back in the hills someplace and never comes to town, and you
call them the hillbilly.
Yeah. What about, have you ever heard the term Hoosier?
Yes.
Is that what that means? Or is...
Yeah, they'd say, well, he's just a regular mountain Hoosier.
Oh, mountain Hoosier, and that would be the same
term,
mean like the same as a hillbilly? Mm-hmm. Something like that? Now, if you were traveling someplace, for example, and you knew that you were on the right road, but you weren't sure of the distance, say, on to Fayetteville or something, mm-hmm. you might stop and ask somebody, well, how
far mm-hmm. is it to Fayetteville?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know how many times somebody does something like go to town, you might say, how
often?
Mm-hmm. And, now this next part is just purely for pronunciation. Now, this is just, I'm just going to point to these different parts mm-hmm. of my body and just have you pronounce them. Okay, this.
Head.
And then this part right here.
Forehead.
Uh-huh. And this.
Hair.
And now, of course, I can't do this because I don't have this, but what a man has to shave
beard.
Off.
Beard.
And this. Oh, this one.
Ear.
Mm-hmm. And this.
Chin.
And,
mouth.
Yeah. And this.
Your neck.
And the part, just the part on the inside that you swallow through.
Oh, we call it the Google.
That's it, yeah. Yeah. And,
Is that right?
Yeah, right. That's what, mm-hmm. And that's what I wondered, because see, some people use goozle to mean, I use it to mean just the Adam's apple. But mm-hmm. then some people use it to mean the whole throat. And that's mm-hmm. what I was wondering, which way you use it. Does it mean the whole throat to you?
Well,
I
really don't know.
Because that's what I say when I mean just, you know, the part that bobs up and down on a man's mm-hmm. throat. But there's some people use it that way with the whole throat, the whole thing you swallow through. And these right here.
Teeth?
Yeah, and one of them is called the...
eye tooth.
Mm-hmm. And the part, the flesh up above the teeth.
Gums.
And this part of the hand.
Palm of the hand.
And one of these.
Fist.
And two of these.
Two fists.
And, these, like your wrist and your elbow and your shoulder, the bendable parts. Of the body you're referred to as
part
where we get our aches and pains.
Yeah. I don't know where what.
The joints, you might
call
it.
The joints.
You might call it.
Sure.
That. And the upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
Yeah. Or
chest.
And that's what. And this whole thing here.
Well, is it your hand?
Yeah, that's what. And it's really easy. So
yes,
far.
I
but
see.
This is just
catchy.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, this whole up and down here,
leg.
This whole thing, and this
foot.
Mm-hmm. And two of them are
two feet.
Right. And just this part here that you
shin bone.
Mm-hmm. And the back part of the thigh is like. When you squat down, you're squatting down on your...
Well, let's see then.
Honkers or something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'd say.
And now, if you see a person who's been sick for a while and looks a little white in the face, you say, well, he looks a little bit...
And they're peaked.
Mm-hmm. And now, a person who can lift heavy weights is very...
strong.
And somebody who's easy to get along with is really